The Wisdom Podcast is birthed out of the Wisdom Blog, a digital healing hub of inspired consciousness, sacred wisdom, and the divine teachings of authentic power, living one's truth, and spiritual, or as we call it, unconditional love. Many of the topics that we cover arise out of my work with clients who have chosen to live their life from a place of self-honesty and truth. And in doing so, they quite naturally began the journey inward, recognizing their authentic self and their capacity for being love, and choosing to live as this in all moments. This is what makes it possible to experience authentic happiness easily. Each episode offers divinely inspired teachings and insight that will show you how to live consciously aware, to access your inner wisdom, and to help you make the best choices towards living a limitless potential. Join me for consciously inspired truth, divine wisdom, and new thought paradigms for living an infinitely abundant and love-filled life, here and now. When we were all asked and then required to stay at home, to be and work from home wherever possible because of our global need to flatten the curve, to stop the spread of COVID-19, we all began to do something a little wonderful. Yes, we went through the roller coaster of emotions of what this all meant and how this change would further impact our immediately different life. But as humans, we are resilient. We face change every day in some form, even if we do not always realize so. Those of you, and there are so many, who took the time to make use of what being home meant, of working less or perhaps not at all, and sought to find what would be your new normal, would say that you did home renovation projects, many of which you did yourself. You organized, decluttered, donated, repaired, and became even more grateful for your time to do some of what you had wanted, perhaps what you have always wanted. I have seen so many of you rise up to the challenges with hope, with resilience, and new practices for what became possible. And for all of the millions of people that carried on through all of the initial weeks and months of going to work, of being essential care workers who needed to adapt quickly to the new and different protocols of what work meant now. And for the millions of people in jobs that allowed the rest of us to sustain ourselves from home, who needed to navigate the storm of how to do so, how to manage the rest of us when we may have been indignant and refusing to honor the need to practice new precautions in a world that had largely succumbed to fear. We all have not given ourselves enough time or permission to hold peace in our heart, to be informed in a way that allows us to be safe. Also means new self-care practices that will generate a revival of kindness and care throughout the world, if we allow it. At this time, I wish to offer you a different path into peace, longevity, promise, and hope with a perfectly chosen series of guided meditations, one each week, as the focus of each new episode, so that you may continue to practice what you know is so important and what you will need as a self-care habit and life skill that will invoke within you the most direct and simple path into yourself. In this week's episode of the Wisdom Podcast, and in this 6-week journey of guided meditations, Join me as I guide you into yourself, into peace, self-love, compassion, forgiveness, hope, and inspiration. You will need each of these as you hold presence unto yourself in this brave new world, and as you call upon a gentle witnessing of your heart, here and in the moments now that will determine for you a most blissful and certain life. I invite you to close your eyes with me, which makes it simple to take in my words. You do not need to have any experience in meditation to feel the effects of this practice. Simply allow the words you hear to find their way into your heart. Let them fill you with love and support. Join me now for this first prose meditation. Peace unto me. When I am peace, I am free, free to express my true nature. I witness peace as my breath. As the consciousness of my soul rising into presence. Peace fills my heart, a transient flooding of soothing calm within me. I become the energy of this, of light, of presence, of infinite miracles. Peace is my internal source of comfort. A refuge that I hold unto myself. It is here that I carry all of the perfect blessings of life that I witness with appreciation and love. That I draw into me. Each breath of life force energy. Each moment of perfect concentration, of presence, of peace. I draw upon all of this into each waking moment of conscious breath, of ever-present grace. of my heart open. Of peace flowing through me. Of peace that I exist of. Of peace that I choose to embrace. Beyond the moments of life. Beyond what urges me to stop and take notice. In peace is how I choose to approach all things. It is my sacred choice to exist in all of the moments of my life. Each conscious breath, a reminder of my chosen path. I can move through each element of life now with the purposeful intention that I am peace. I am its presence in real form. I choose this. I become this. I am peace first. I choose to live from this state as I move through life. Each breath, a blissful reminder. Each full inhalation and the gentle outflow of my breath. Soaring, lightness, comfort. Ease, flow, breath. Resilience, calm, inner contemplation. Gentle, kind, loving, of right knowing. I curate a peaceful life. I live in the beautiful nature of balance. Of breath. Of wonder. Of life. Peace is the wonder of my heart, open to love. Peace is how I live free and unencumbered. Bring each in-breath in through your nose, into your heart center. Feel the quality of each breath. Imagine with each breath you are taking, life force energy into your being. This peaceful energy is what you exist as. Let this life force energy find its resting place in the space in your chest. And allow it to fill the area of your heart center. To be the energy that lives here. The energy of peace fills you with each deliberate breath. It is already a part of you. Already occurring. Own this. Be attentive to it. Allow yourself to feel peace as this everlasting force that is omnipotent. It is here. It is always here, always yours to witness. To be, to live as here and now. Peace unto me. Peace unto me. Peace unto me. Namaste. Thank you so much. I will also leave for you a link in the episode notes where you can experience this meditation as a separate recording. And please consider sharing your feedback of this experience with me. You can best reach me at dorothy@dorothyratusny.com. Enjoy all of the blissful peace that you now hold. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes here, and then join me at dorothyratusny.com, where you can share your questions and feedback from this or any episode with me, and where you'll also find the Wisdom blog, the inspiration for this podcast, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, an extensive library of free guided meditations for you to experience and enjoy. Plus other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and be love. This is Dorothy. Namaste.